Praise God, everybody. Before we open the Bible tonight, our presbyter, Brother Martin Eastridge, was medevaced to Albuquerque last evening, and they're in the process of diagnosing him with hantavirus. And I talked to him right before church, and it isn't a final diagnosis, but we're going to pray for him that God will kill that virus right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight, God. We're thankful for our presbyter, Lord. We lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Believing you as the saints of God call upon your name, Lord, that you are driving that virus from his body. Every symptom, Lord, every side effect, whatever is connected with that thing, Lord, we're believing you right now in Jesus' name to heal his body. And we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. I'm glad we serve the living God. Hallelujah. And one of the first things that he said about himself was in Exodus, the 16th chapter and the 26th verse. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Praise the Lord. I like that ETH. He healed back then. He healed yesterday, he's healing today, and he'll heal tomorrow. He is the Lord that healeth thee. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles tonight to the book of Hosea, that's one of the minor prophets in the Old Testament. It's Hosea, Joel, Amos. So it's right there, Hosea, Joel, Amos. But we're going to be reading from the book of Hosea, the fourth chapter. In the sixth verse, and actually we're just going to focus on the first phrase of that verse. And so when you get there, it's nice to see. I don't remember his name, but I always look for you. Nice to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen, amen. Yeah, all right, amen. Yeah, it's a cowboy, amen. Amen. Glad to have him in the house of the Lord. Hosea, the fourth chapter, verse number 6. It's a declarative statement. It says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And that's just all I want to focus on tonight. You can be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need a little response from us tonight. Now, this is going to be beans and taters night tonight. A little bit of tomato thrown on the side, but maybe some fried okra. Amen. Basics, fundamentals, essentials. So I need you to respond a little bit to me here tonight. Not to me, but how many combed your hair today? If you got hair to comb, how many combed it? Okay, sure. How many washed your face today? Hope everybody. How many washed your hands? If you've been to the bathroom, you better wash your hands. That's what it says in the restaurant when I go to eat breakfast. Well, how many brushed your teeth today? Now, this is not a lesson on hygiene, but there's certain things we do every day, right? How many read your Bible today? All right, how many read it this week? This is good, this is good, this is good. How many's read it this year? I'm not talking about through, I'm talking about reading the Word of the Lord. And so, Hosea, now we are blessed and privileged in 2017 above all people. There's absolutely no excuse for us not to read the Bible. The Bible, you got it on your telephones. That kind of irritates me, but never that. That's just me. Just throw that aside. But it's on the telephone. It's on your computer, your notepads, or your laptop, whatever. And I have two computers, and I do have the Word of God on both of them, so I'm not just being cranky here today. I do have this quirk, though. I got a lot of books on my computer, but I don't like to read them on the computer. I like to hold it in my hand. I don't want an old book. I want a new book. There's people spend a lot of money on buying used books. I'm not interested in used books. I want to hold it in my hand. I want to underline it. I want to make notes in the margin. I don't want to read somebody else's notes. I want to read my own. And so we are blessed above all people. Do you realize that most of the people that lived in the Old Testament and in the New Testament time period never held the Word of God in their hands? Because it was very expensive to have a book of the Bible. The Old Testament was in big roll, heavy, expensive to, and painstakingly written, hand copied, on the best materials available. Started out on animal skins, and then went to papyrus, and eventually to paper, parchment, so forth, so on. And so we are blessed of all people to be able to have the Word of God. Now you can think about Job and the great trial that Job went through. Job didn't have a Bible. And yet he said, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Just keep in mind that the law, the Torah, was kept in the tabernacle, the temple, the house of God. The priests read it every day. Everyday, ordinary individual did not have an opportunity to read the Word of God. And yet they were accountable for the Word of God. This may sound strange to you, but after the Babylonian captivity, Ezra the priest came back. There was 50,000 people came back from the Babylonian captivity. And it says that they stood up all day and listened to Ezra read the Word of God. They stood up all day. The first mention of a pulpit in the Bible is in the book of Ezra. And after they had been 70 years in Babylon without a ministering priest, without anything, with no knowledge of the Word of God other than what they had heard, Ezra, the scribe or priest, read the law. And then the priest went through the congregation and gave the sense of it. They explained what the Word of God meant to the individuals. And they needed it. Why? They were going to get right with God. They were going to come to God's house. And so today, there is absolutely no way or no excuse for us not, and I say, you notice I'm including myself, there's no excuse for us not reading the Word of God. And yet, Hosea said, he didn't talk about the nations outside of Israel. He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. How many has ever had one of them black and whites with the flashing lights pull up behind you? See, I didn't know the speed limit was 25 miles an hour in the school zone. He says, you know it now. Here's your ticket. So ignorance is not of the law is not an excuse, is it? Did you know at the throne, when the Lord makes judgment upon His people? Now the church, the saved are going to appear at the Bema judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. It will not be a judgment whether you're saved or lost. If you make it to the judgment seat of Christ, there's no way you're going to be lost. Okay? Praise God. But it is a judgment, just the same. It is a judgment for rewards. It's where our life, the Bible said, every man, Paul said, we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And everybody that's at that judgment seat of Christ, that's going to be people that have been baptized in Jesus' name, received the Holy Ghost, made it in the rapture. The judgment seat of Christ is going to take place while the rest of the world's in the tribulation. If you don't believe that, better start reading your Bible. Now, our life is going to be judged by the Word. Now, the judgment seat of Christ is not a judgment whether you're saved or lost. It's a judgment for reward. Some of the things that we've done in our lifetime are going to be burned up because they were worthless. But it says if every man's work abides the fire, they're going to receive a reward. Amen. And they give us an example of the guy who was with the talents, you know. He was given 5 talents and he came back. He had 5 more and he said, "You've been faithful over this, be thou ruler over 10 cities. And da 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 da. You know, the church is going to rule the earth under Christ in the millennium. And what kind of position we have in the millennium is going to be dependent on how our life matched up to the Word of God. And so, I want to have a full reward, don't you? Amen. I want to have a full reward. And so, in the book of Isaiah, you can open it to Isaiah 55 and also open up your Bibles if you have it, or turn on your laptop or your thumb through your phone or whatever you're going to do, Isaiah 55, and also we'll be speaking a lot tonight from Psalm 119. Well, we're going to be reaching some verses there. But Isaiah 55, starting with verse number 8, this is the Lord speaking to His people. And He says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither,